that's going in on what you would call the northeast quadrant of the exit up there where 123 and 71 meet. And I believe it's going to be on about 10 acres. And my understanding is between land costs and site improvements, that's about $1.7 million. And then the actual physical improvements would be about $7 million.
And when will that be built and open for business?
They intend to commence construction in late March or early April, I believe. Early April.
Apparently, this is just phase one of what could be a much bigger economic development area. Can you talk about that a bit?
Well, with the pilot coming in, then it's evident that some sort of follow-on business is going to happen. And with those follow-on businesses, if they're going to be there, then number one, I want to make sure that those businesses are good quality businesses, businesses that will not be a detriment to the township. Also, that's a gateway into our community and also benefits that will, businesses that will have economic benefits for the township. So the City of Lebanon has been talking me for a couple of years about the development of a joint economic development district out there, a JED, and I've been doing a lot of investigation. We've been talking to the state level, and I've gone to Warren County Planning to talk to them to see what that kind of area would look like and what the implications would be out there. But once the Flying J came, then that became a precipitating cause that said, you know, you really need to take a look at this, because if not, then you could lose the positive benefits and could allow negative things to come in. And so we wanted to get together and really figure that out. That was what started the JED. This is something where the local governmental entities say, okay, things are happening here. We need to watch it. We need to make sure that it develops positively. But we also want to make sure that it fits culturally into who we are. When you create a JED, then there are several things that go along with that. First of all, it's an agreement between the City of Lebanon and Turtle Creek Township. And there were some things that were important to the township, and the City of Lebanon has worked very well with us in those things. We have a 99-year non-annexation agreement for the JED area, but that will also have, in my opinion, a lot of spillover to the local area, because it's all residential that immediately surrounds it, and Lebanon, of course, will want to annex the residential level areas, and I think that helps preserve that part of the township. Number two, the people who are along the way where the sewer would be run, they do not have to annex into the City of Lebanon if they're required to tap into the sewer. This is very unique to this JED. We've also agreed that 8% of the JED income tax revenues will remain within the JED for beautification purposes and to really maintain the JED as a high-quality development area.
Turtle Creek Township Trustee Jonathan Sams wants the Joint Economic Development District along I-71 to include a hotel, office buildings, and clean industries. He says it'll likely take a decade to complete the development. I'm Steve Hirschberg.